VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says the Trump administration is ready to resume stalled negotiations over North Korea's nuclear program.
President Trump gave me and my team the assignment to restart working level negotiations with North Korea, as agreed by Chairman Kim, to successfully implement the four commitments the two leaders made in Singapore.
The Singapore meeting took place in June of last year. Trump and Kim met again in Vietnam early this year, but it ended abruptly with no joint agreement in place. Biegun was speaking Wednesday in Seoul, where he was meeting with South Korean officials. An Australian court Wednesday upheld convictions against Cardinal George Pell, the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of sexually abusing children. The Victoria State Court of Appeals rejected Pell's appeal of the unanimous verdict a jury issued in December, finding Pope Francis' former finance minister guilty of molesting two choir boys at Melbourne St. Patrick's Cathedral more than two decades ago. Chief Justice Anne Ferguson on the court's decision.
Justice Maxwell and I accepted the prosecution's submission that the complainant was a very compelling witness, was clearly not a liar, was not a fantasist, and was a witness of truth.
Pell's lawyers are expected to appeal the decision in the High Court, Australia's final arbiter. Pell was ordered to serve a minimum of 3 years and 8 months before he is eligible for parole. The Vatican is conducting its own investigation into sex abuse allegations against Pell and is expected to comment on the court's ruling later Wednesday. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The owner of a California business specializing in a controversial government-sponsored visa program for wealthy foreigners was charged along with two associates on Tuesday in connection with a $110 million scheme to defraud investors. Thomas Henderson, owner of the San Francisco Regional Center, a self-styled market leader in the EB-5 business, and two accomplices are accused of abusing the visa program and jeopardizing the creation of more than 2,000 jobs in Northern California. The EB-5 program is administered by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. Under the program, foreign nationals may receive permanent residency, commonly known as a green card, by investing a minimum of $1 million in certain American businesses that create jobs. President Trump says the U.S. is very far from a recession, even as forecasters point to warning signs that the world's biggest economy is slowing. The AP Sagar Magani reports.
More economists now say they fear a recession's coming in the next 2 years or so. A strong economy is key to the president's re-election bid, so the White House has been trying to shout down those concerns.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate.
He acknowledges he's considering cuts to capital gains and payroll taxes, but says he does that all the time. It has nothing to do with a potential recession. His big concern now is the Federal Reserve, which the president says must lower interest rates.
If the Fed would do its job, I think would have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro each confirming that members of the Trump administration have held talks with officials from Maduro's government. Trump did not identify the Venezuelan officials involved, saying only, "We are talking at a very high level to various representatives of Venezuela." Maduro also did not give any names involved when he spoke in a televised address last night, Tuesday night. He said the talks had been ongoing for months. President Trump canceling a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark because she won't discuss the possible sale of Greenland to the United States. Officials in Denmark and Greenland immediately responded that the island is not for sale. The Danish Prime Minister said that while she considers the U.S. to be her country's closest strategic ally, thankfully, in her words, the time where you buy and sell other countries and populations is over. Trump had been invited to Denmark for a state visit, but a White House spokesperson confirmed late Tuesday that the trip was canceled. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip.